This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I know, the heat. If I were there, I'd fan you with a palm frond, but I'm here, so the best I can do for you is run a story about ice cream trucks. In New York, they're getting quieter, Isabella Kulkarni reports.
On the corner of East 14th Street off Union Square, basking in the last patch of afternoon sunlight, is Juliano Centano's Mr. Softy truck. He's dishing out cone after vanilla cone.
May I help you, sir?
He invites me into his vehicle to see where the magic happens.
Here's where we work. We got like rainbow sprinkles, chocolate sprinkles, vanilla syrup, chocolate syrup.
For Juliano, business seems good. And given the six other trucks surrounding him, he's found a prime spot. But what's missing from the scene is this sound. And here's the reason. Trucks can only play the music while they're moving.
We get like a $1,000 summon if the cops catch us with the music.
Turns out, New York has strict rules on ice cream truck music. Former Mayor Michael Bloomberg overhauled the city's noise code a little while back, in part because of people like Joe Moretti from Jamaica, Queens. He described how it felt to come home after a long day and hear the jingle.
And the second I would hear that sound, I would just tense up. It was like they knew I was coming home from work to relax, and it was time to do this annoying jingle.
So Moretti logged on to NYC.gov and filled out a form called Report Music from an Ice Cream Truck. And he's done it about 50 times through the years. And he says recently it's been pretty quiet. But back at Juliano's truck in Union Square, it's far from quiet. He points across the street to a troublemaker.
You see on Broadway, there's a competition truck. It's not Mr. Softy. He plays that music all the time.
He's playing Pop Goes the Weasel, not Mr. Softy's song. But try telling that to the police. In New York, I'm Isabella Kulkarni for Marketplace.